You're listening to the Geek News Central podcast from historic Ford Island on Honolulu, Hawaii. It is December 30th, 2004, and this is a special edition of the Geek News Central podcast. I'm Todd Cochran, and hey folks, we've got some news. I just hit the send button to the emails out to about 20 tech podcasters that had queried us on something that Steve Holden and I have been discussing for, about the past week. Now, I'm sure some of you have pieced some of that information together, and I just wanted to go ahead and read the statement that I sent out to these guys. And if you're at your computers, you're going to want to go to Tech Podcast. That's TechPodcasts.com or .org or .biz or whatever. I got them all. And you're going to find a placeholder on that page with a very generic, non-impressive HTML work. It's just something that we put together real quick so that I could point towards the mailing list. If you're a tech podcaster, and only a tech podcaster, subscribe to that mailing list. Or if you're a developer and want to help us out, that might be a great thing too. But here is the letter that I sent all the tech podcasters tonight. Dear tech podcaster, first of all, I want to thank all of you that responded to my inquiry. I have spent some time on the phone with Doug Kay of IT Conversations, Robert Scoobel, and several other influential bloggers / podcasters. And what I had done is I had talked to them to run them by the ideas and also to get some feedback. And they gave us some good feedback. And we may even be working with Robert more, but that is to be determined by the group. But anyway, I'm going to continue on here. I want to thank Steve Holden for getting my brain spinning about a million miles per hour. He and I hatched this plan and wanted to get all of the tech podcasters involved. I want to run down with you some ideas we have floating around. This effort will be for the entire community and will be set up as either a co-op or a non-profit with the intention to return any profits to the co-op based on some formula that needs to be come up with. I am not even sure if this will make any money, but here's my idea. It is but a idea, and an infrastructure and site has to be built, but a domain has been reserved, www.techpodcast.com. Number one, a site that features only tech podcasts. Two, a site that pulls in your metadata from your podcast posts and reposts it on the site. Three, an area that resembles the NBC of podcasts, being a programming lineup with schedule of tech podcast releases, b, a listing of tech podcasts in one XML file, c, a way for users to build their own show lineups. Four, real reviews of each show and a unbiased rating system. Number five, add your idea here. So basically, that's kind of the gist, but let me continue the rest of the way through. We must all realize that there's a race on to monetize podcasting. I want to be sure that our interests are best served by ourselves. We all must realize that only a few shows will have the capability to reach the number of individual listeners by themselves. Several things I want to get clear. First, joining the co-op is voluntary. Hosting of your own podcast will need to continue until we figure out a way to centralize the podcast. Second, we do not want to have anything to do with your creative process. The only thing we may ask in the future is that the podcasters in the co-op carry an audio advertisement which you will get compensated for. The details are to be figured out at a later date. The entry into this co-op will not be free. We only want those that are serious about moving this movement forward. I'm not sure what the price should be, so that is open for discussion. My thoughts are that the initial goal is to build a tech podcaster's listenership to 100,000 listeners. This in turn will attract real advertisers with real money. They can be distributed to the co-op. Now I put in here in parentheses, need to come up with a formula for payouts in the charter, basically the charter we're going to come up with. A sort of royalty system maybe. Things that will help get us initial boost to the site to make this happen. And this is what's real exciting here, folks. Robert Scoble has indicated he would be willing to host the podcast interviews for his upcoming book with techpodcast.com. In turn, we pay for the bandwidth. He gave me a good analogy. When you build a mall, you need a Macy's and a Sears on either end to draw traffic so that the little stores in the middle will benefit. So Robert would be, in his podcast, would be one of the stores on our mall in order to drive people to the podcast, techpodcast.com site. Within the next month or 6 weeks, I will have a major announcement. Being me, I will have a major announcement that if we're up and running, would provide another anchor point. Several of you that are in the know are sworn to secrecy and confirm what I am not announcing. It's kind of ambiguous. But those in the know will probably confirm that, yes, this would provide another anchor. I am sure some of you are in this for fun. But as a longtime geek who started out on a 300 baud modem, podcasting has some major steam behind it. I feel we are already 6 to 8 weeks behind, as I think others are already headed down this path. If I could bankroll this whole thing, I would do it. But I don't think that's fair. As a group, I think the calculated risk of not doing it is too high. This project is too big, or is to be the benefit of all, and I want this to be a community effort. Hell, it doesn't even have to be a non-profit. We can indicate we want to be profit from the get-go. That's a thought I had. Join the news group and fire me your thoughts. Second, get this onto the airways and on your blogs. And it's signed by Todd and Steve. So that's kind of the initial thoughts, folks. And I guess the way I looked at it is that there's a lot of people out there doing directories, and they're doing great jobs. And you look at what Doug Kay's doing over at IT Conversations. He is going to, you know, he is basically putting up very professional podcasts of specific events. And I talked with him at length to make sure that we weren't going to be necessarily stepping on his toes. You know, he is trying to make money and get his business up and, you know, get it to have continued success. And talking with Robert, we talked quite a while on the phone, and I talked with several other people. And this is kind of my initial thoughts. Now, they're my thoughts. It doesn't mean what I says go. And this is going to be a community type thing. Steve and I hope to be kind of the leaders that help focus everyone's attention on where to go with this. We're going to need people to help build a site, do the programming to support the things that I'm thinking that would be good. We're going to have to come up with a charter. We're going to have to do some interesting things that probably haven't been done before. But we're going to have to figure out a way to make it work with the vision, at least the initial vision that I have. And hopefully the other tech podcasters are going to want to be involved. The key to this whole thing is we don't want to make duplicate work for the tech podcasters. We want them to continue to do what they're doing and posting what they're posting on their web blogs. So we got to have a way to pull that metadata in, either off of their XML or OPML or RSS link, along with their show notes and the links to their files, so that we can build a basically it's like a lineup. Here on Monday night we have the Engadget podcast, the Geek News Central podcast, go down the line of all the different podcasts that are out there that are tech. And on Tuesday we have, and basically that's going to be kind of like a show lineup. That's my kind of thought on that. In a way that we, as a group, decide what those lineups are going to be. Either, you know, we may have multiple categories of lineups. So, and also, ultimately, make it so you can make your own lineup. and we want to centralize, not saying that we want to. We want to work with the directories and make sure that everyone's listed in the directories. We're not trying to replace the directories. We are trying to focus our efforts into highlighting tech podcast, technology-based podcast, be it cell phone discussions, be it computer discussions. We're not looking to, if you have a music show, that's, I'm not looking for that. We're looking for tech only. Yeah, you can play some music in the show too, you know, that's all cool. But, you know, we're not looking for 2 hours of content for each day from each person either. You know, it may be such a point where we're going to have to do a highlight show. You know, maybe a 40-minute podcast with 10 different podcasters. So that would take organization. It'd take a group of people working to get those highlights together in a quick manner. And you got to have it so it will scale. So, anyway, that's my idea. And Steve's, I should say my idea. It's Steve and I's idea. You know, Steve, we'd been chatting and sending some emails back and forth. And he sent me something one day. I was like, yeah. And basically, it just clicked, you know, what we should do. And honestly, I think there's some other people out there doing this already. So, if they are, they're not saying it. But I am here to stand up and say, we're announcing. Why are we announcing? We want it to be for the benefit of the community, not for, you know, an individual to get rich. I'm not saying that they're going to get rich. Probably not. I don't even know if this thing's going to fly. This is an experiment. But my feelings are, and based upon things I have seen in the past, and companies I've been around, and mediums that I've been around, I just get something down in my pit that says, this is it, folks. This is going to go huge. Well, it's already went huge, but I think it's going to go even more. You know, okay, think about, I'm going to leave you with this thought to ponder. All right, the Tech Podcasters Unite. We come up with a co-op. We come up with, on a daily basis, 3 hours. Let's say 3 to 4 hours of good content. What does syndicated radio do right now? They have 3 to 4 hours of content. Do we want our podcast to be on the radio? I'm not saying we do. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. You can't beat them, you got to join them. But you also got to beat them at their own game. So let's say XM Radio comes to us, or Cyrus, says, hey, you guys got 3 or 4 hours of content put together? We want your feed. We're going to pay you for that feed. Who's going to make up those podcasts? I don't know. But I think the co-op can decide, as long as we have some good ground rules. So I know this is off the beaten path for my normal listeners, and I'm sure some of you have tuned out, and the ones that are important are still here, but that's what we're going to do, folks. And I will be back tomorrow with a regular show. And I apologize for the Tuesday morning show, folks. It's been an absolutely terrible week here. And not so terrible, you know, I've got a new nephew. And he's a mom and the baby are home doing fine. But we're not giving up hope at all. We're not giving up hope. But the cousin who is in Thailand and the 3 girls that she was with have still not checked in. So just like the thousands upon others hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people and families that have been affected, all we can do is sit and pray and hope that, you know, hopefully we're going to get a phone call. Otherwise, it's a bad thing. But I guess my heart and prayers go out to everyone. That's a huge thing to say for, you know, I guess they're estimating now 70 to 100,000 people killed. That is, to me, is just unimaginable. It's amazing. But anyway, I will be back with you tomorrow with a regular show. And, hey, go to Tech Podcast, podcasts.com, and techpodcast.com. You'll see the link there to the mailing list if you're a Tech Podcaster, subscribe to it. Get involved. I will tell you this, I am going to watch who's subscribing, and if anybody comes in there and starts acting ass, they're going to be gone. I'm going to ban them from the group. So, it's a serious business. I want people that are serious that want to be involved in this. And if I don't get involvement, and people decide they don't want to do this, or don't want to, it's their choice, obviously. I shouldn't say it that way. But I'm going to proceed forward regardless, even if it's on my own. I don't think I'm going to be by myself, but it's going to be huge. So, hey, I have 16 minutes just on this subject alone. So you can tell I've thought about it a little bit. And everyone take care. God bless. And Happy New Year. Of course, it's not New Year yet, but that's the spirit we're in right now. And I will see you. It'll be tomorrow. Actually, yeah, Friday morning, tomorrow, with a regular edition of the Geek News Central podcast. This is Todd Cochran. You can reach me at geek@geeknewscentral.com. Call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. Again, 619-342-7365. Oh, yeah, we did have a winner. That winner's going to get an email tomorrow morning. Actually, we're going to announce it on the show Friday morning, who got the $20. And also the Skype me at Geek News Central. All right, folks, take care. No music today, and we'll be here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.